Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane here on 109.9 Penn Station. On this thankful Thursday, I want to express gratitude for the ability to stop and breathe deeply when life gets too hairy. The ability to slow down and take a step back has been given to us as a gift to allow us time to regroup and sometimes to take a moment to realize what's really important. As you get closer to realizing the manifestation of your dreams and it seems that obstacles and challenges surface, remember the gift of breath. The miracle lies within. You have the ability to speak to the storms of life and say, peace be still. Even as Jesus did, peace be still. And sometimes we need to tell ourselves, peace be still, in order to remain balanced and calm and to keep ourselves steady and on the right track. Peace be still. Just kind of remember that and kind of meditate on that throughout the week. Last week we read from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, where the Lord was giving instruction to wait on the promise to manifest. But it wasn't just to wait, but it was to write out the details and the instructions of what it was that you were hoping to accomplish and the things that had been spoken and the promises that you were waiting for, all of those things. And that was just to help keep you on the right path and to help strengthen your faith when you're weak and to put the promise in your sight and to keep it there when it seems like it's taking a long time to manifest. And the thing that's standing out to me right now is the last passage of that scripture that says that though it tarries, wait for it will not tarry. And so even though you are waiting on it to manifest, and it seems like it's taking a very long time for things to just come to fruition the way you know that they should and the way that you have envisioned it and the stuff that he's shown you, sometimes it seems like it's taking too long. But he's saying that it's not going to always tarry. So though it tarries, wait for it will not tarry. It will come to pass. Remember, we serve a God who is not able to lie. If he has spoken a thing over your life, that which he's spoken, he's watching over it to make sure that it goes forth and does that which he has sent it forth to do. It will not lie. He cannot lie. And the only way you miss out on something is if you choose to give up. And we've already determined that giving up is not an option. And so we just keep going. And just keep pressing forward. And you know, even if you are having to, you know, rant and rave and vent your way through it and beat pillows and journal and, you know, go off in your journaling or whatever it is that you need to do in order to deal with the layers of frustration you might feel, you know, do what you have to do. But make sure that you keep going and know that you are worth any effort that it takes in order to get where it is that you are trying to go, despite whatever may be coming up, coming against you. You know, just don't be weary in well-doing, for in due time you shall reap if you faint not. So just strengthen yourself and, you know, the things that you do to encourage yourself, you know, call out your music or whatever those things are. You know, you may need to, you know, get a joint forces with some people and pray or whatever, you know, but that was just an encouragement just to keep going because it will not tarry, though it seems to be tarrying now. This week we'll be talking about keeping the visuals and in sight to help manifest your desires. And the passage of scripture that we are reading from tonight is from Genesis chapter 30, verses 32 through 43. We will not be reading all of that here tonight. So there's the passage, and you are more than welcome to look it up. So that again, it's Genesis chapter 30, verses 32 through 43. But in context, Jacob has married the two daughters of Laban. But Laban has been a person who is dishonest, and he operates at a complete lack of integrity. And so he has made promises to Jacob, and he has reneged on his promises over and over again. And by this time, Jacob, he's tired. You know, he's frustrated. So Jacob is asking that he and his family be able to leave Laban and to start fresh somewhere else. And in exchange for all of the trickery that Laban has done and as a repayment and, you know, just because he was the one who was keeping, you know, keeping the animals and things like that, you know, Jacob asked to be given all of the speckled and spotted sheep and goats and the brown lambs. So typically the animals would be born without these markings, but it seems like Jacob was actually selling himself short, and Laban, you know, being who he is, thought he was getting over once again. However, Jacob had a trick up his sleeve, and his name, by the way, means like trickery, you know, so he was, it was in his nature. You know, he had spent, you know, his life being that way, but, and he kind of met himself in dealing with this Laban person, but I digress. But the trick that he had up his sleeve is that he knew that whatever the animal saw when it came time for conception is what they would produce. So he shaved the markings on the trees by the water trough so that they would see the marking. So we're going to start reading at verse 37. And it says, "Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. And the rods which he had peeled, he set before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. For the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted." Okay, so this is really important for us because what the animal saw is what they produced. Let's say that again. What the animals saw is what they produced. And so this is important for us during this season because now you've already told us that we need to write the vision and make it plain. So as specific as you can be, you know, about what it is that you are trying to do and, you know, whatever it is that you want to offer to the world, whatever it is that you are able to do, you know, where that is concerned, you know, you need to be specific. But then there's another part of that. You actually need to create visuals for yourself. And so we'll be talking about, like, you know, vision boards and things like that. So, you know, it's, I liken it to being, you know, like, if there's something that you want, then you are going to deal with those people who have been successful in those areas. So if you want a positive and successful marriage, you're not going to surround yourself with people who can't seem to stay married. If they've been divorced four times, you know, then obviously that's not the person that you want to be getting your advice from, unless they're just, you know, kind of telling you, well, you know, I have learned some things, and so, you know, these are the mistakes that I've made. Don't do this stuff. You know, it's okay for you to get that, but you still want to make sure that you are surrounding yourself and seeing positive images of actually what it is that you're looking for. So, you know, if you want a positive and beautiful and successful marriage, then you want to surround yourself with people who have them. And would even be nice to have, you know, even like your photos of them so that you can kind of, you know, meditate on that and ask them questions and talk to them and see, like, okay, well, how is it that you have this thing? Or if you see someone who has a successful business and they are really just thriving and the business has been, you know, going for years and they seem to be thriving, they have a whole lot of wisdom to be able to pour into you. And so, you know, those are some of the people that you will want to talk to. And those are the kinds of things that you would want to put on your vision board. So if you're actually wondering, like, what is this vision board I keep talking about? You know, it, for all intents and purposes, is basically just a poster board, you know, that you can get from the dollar store, you know, or whatever. And then you will take pictures of the things that you want. Like when I first did my my initial vision board, they were kind of generic. I knew that there were some things that I wanted in, like, certain areas of my life, you know, so there was stuff there on there that might have been regarding, like, relationships and family. There may have been stuff on there regarding, like, you know, health. So there could be a few types of things that I might have wanted. So, like, you know, if I wanted a car or something, there would be a car on there that was just to represent, you know, the newness of what it was that I was hoping to attract or to bring into my life. And so, but then I had to go back and actually, like, redo my boards. Because, and you may have more than one. You may actually decide that you want a board for each subject, and that's okay. You know, it's nice to be able to kind of look back and to, you know, to see those things and to visualize that stuff. But, like, you know, now I would say if I want a car, I wouldn't just put any old car on there. I would want the specific car that I'm actually that I have my eye on. I would put that on the board because, you know, that's important. That's the visual of what it is that you're actually looking for. Or if you want to own a coffee shop or, you know, whatever, you'd want to, you know, put stuff on there that's specific to that. You may, you know, there's a certain amount, a dollar amount that you want to be making. You want to put those kinds of things on your board because, you know, you need the visuals. I'm going to go back to that scripture where what the animals saw is what they actually ended up conceiving and producing. And so, but normally, they would not come out speckled or streaked or spotted. And so, you know, that was the trick that Jacob had up his sleeve, that knowing that whatever the animal saw is what they would produce. And so that's important for us because we want to make sure that we are, that we're surrounding ourselves, especially while we're in this incubation period. You know, now the seed has already been germinated. It's already in you. And so, you know, like the baby is growing, if you will, you know, but you haven't quite given birth to it yet because it hasn't manifested. And so, you know, like, you know, your job at this point is, you know, you are, you know, seeding it and speaking life over it. And you are, you know, surrounding yourself with other people who are like-minded and who are going to encourage you to be, you know, the best that you can be. And if they're not encouraging you to be their best, then they are probably not the people that you need to be hanging out with from this particular season. Now you can, you know, you can readjust it later on and decide, you know, that it's worth revisiting and, you know, if they're worth a place in your life later. But for right now, during this critical juncture, you know, you're not going to want negative Nellies hanging around. Okay, you're gonna want to really just surround yourself with people who are just focused and who are going. And so so you'd want to kind of guard your gates too. You know, so we know that your ears are gates, your portals. And so you don't want to be listening to a bunch of negative talk or even even music and stuff can be very negative. And so, of course, there are all kinds of areas and things like that that we can focus on. And I'm specifically right now thinking about, relationship kinds of things. Not totally, just for this particular portion, I'm thinking about relationship stuff because if you are, wanting a specific kind of relationship and wanting to be, happy and blessed and prosperous in that area, then you are going to want to be around, people whose relationships are that way. But you're also not going to want to be watched and chilled where they are, talking down against marriage. If that's something that you hope to, have happening and manifesting in your life. Or you don't want to be having, watching stuff or listening to things where, they're calling women out their names. Or you are watching stuff where, they are acting like men are just complete idiots. You're just not going to want to watch that kind of stuff because those are not the kinds of seeds that you want to sow into the relationships that you are bringing. And so, you'll want to be really kind of mindful at this point because you just don't want that stuff. It's there's enough negativity out there for you to be just adding stuff to it. You don't want to be focusing and watching stuff or reading stuff or listening to stuff where people are out there cheating on their spouses. That's not the kind of stuff you want to be sowing into your spirit. And that's certainly not the kind of stuff you want to be manifesting in your life. And so you want to be mindful of what it is that you are letting into, your eye gates and your ear gates, your portals, if you will, okay? And so, that was one of the key areas. On your vision board thing, you would want to put, images of, happy couples. And, if you want to travel with your spouse or, you want to, go places and do certain kinds of things together, then you would take pictures, either of you guys doing it or somebody doing it, or look through magazines and get pictures of those kinds of things, happening. If you want to, be together, all of your life, then you are going to want to put pictures of, older, happy couples together because that's ultimately your goal, is that you're going to spend this whole lifetime with this person, if that's what you want. And so, and you're just going to meditate on those images and let that stuff just soak in. And, it works for those kinds of things. If you want, children, then, you'd want to put, happy pictures of, happy kids and healthy kids. And, you want to see yourself interacting with the children. All the things that it is that's really in your heart, that is your desire, that's the stuff that you're going to want to put on your vision board. And those are the things that you are going to want to meditate on. And we'll talk about that meditation stuff a little bit later. But for now, remember we're talking about the things that you see. They come forth. You give birth to those things, and so you want to be mindful that you are putting in the stuff that you actually want versus the stuff that you don't want. If you want to be able to, save money, then there may even actually be actual words that you would clip out, I save or I have investments or, we own properties or, whatever it is that you are hoping to, get into, you want to put detailed information on there. I remember, I can't remember the guy's name now, but anyway, I was one of the guys on The Secret was giving his little testimony, and he had moved into this house, and they were kind of unpacking, and he's in his office, and his little son comes in the room. He's like, "Oh, Dad, what's this?" He's kind of hopping on this box, and then I said, "Oh, let's see." And it turns out that it had been his vision board. And so years before, he had seen a house that he really liked, and they had moved a couple times, and he had been meditating, but he really didn't think too much about it. And when he pulled the vision board out to show his son, it dawned on him that he had actually attracted the very house he was hoping to be living in, and they were living in it. And he's like, "Oh my God, that's the house!" Not a version of the house, not something that's similar to the house. No, that is the exact house that he had wanted all those years before, And he just kind of manifested it. But, you know, part of the key to manifesting stuff is also that kind of slow and easy, you know, like you can't be stressed about it, because whatever it is that you're focusing on, that's what it is that you get more of. So if you gotta have it, you know, it actually acts as more like a repellent. So, you know, he kind of saw it, wanted it, put it on the board, and kind of threw it up into the universe, if you will. And then at the appropriate time, when he was ready for it, it manifested. So, you know, it is okay for you to be specific about certain kinds of things. Now, I'm going to say, like, you know, when you're dealing with people, you kind of, I don't know if you should be specific about people, not like that. You know, you can try it, but you know, when you have free will, you know, people do what they want to do. So, you know, you can kind of go there and give it a whirl, you know. But like if it's a professional encounter that you want to have, that's very different than trying to have a relationship with somebody, you know, because people get to decide what it is that they want. And for whatever reason, that just made me think about my biological father, who passed away this year. And, you know, he was a person who just did not want to be a dad. And so he did that very well. He did not want to be a dad. I won't say that he was awful, but you know, he was a piece of work and spent a lot of years doing a whole lot of damage. But he just did not want to be a parent, and so it didn't matter how many times we tried to reconcile or how many times we tried to just get this thing right. We were just never able to get it right because he had a choice in all of that. And if I had been his friend, it would have been different. You know, we could have had a very different relationship, or if I had been anyone other than his kid, you know, we could have had a very different kind of relationship. But he just didn't want it. And you know what? It's okay. And he got to make that choice. And so when he left here, and it never righted itself. So I'm just saying that, you know, when you're dealing with people, you know, people get to just be right where they are. And we get to accept them right where they are. We don't have to, you know, own their stuff or allow their stuff to come and taint us or hurt us or anything like that. We can separate ourselves, but we can just love them from a distance if necessary and let them be right where they are. And so, you know, that was kind of my caution with the putting specific people, you know, on your board. I would just use caution with that. I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, you know, so, again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Living Abundantly with Tanika Patrice Kane, and we are talking about like visuals and putting the things that you want in like a visual context, doing vision boards so that you can keep the images of what it is that you are looking for right in your face. You need to be able to see it. You need to be able to talk about it. You need to be able to go to what you've written about it. And so on your vision boards, you'll have words and you'll have pictures and you'll have this. You are literally like creating the situation that you want, but you need to be able to see it because, you know, even scripture tells us that faith is something that's hoped for, but you haven't seen the evidence of it. So this is no different. You know, before you get a chance to see it in the natural, you got to first see it in your mind's eye. You have to see it there first. And so, you know, part of being able to get it to manifest is being able to just, you know, surround yourself with people and situations and words and actions that will bring you, you know, to that place. You know, if you decide that you need to lose 100 pounds or, you know, 20 pounds or whatever, you know, if you need to lose some weight, then, you know, you're not going to want to have people around you who will be feeding you stuff and encouraging you to eat stuff that you have no business eating. You know, that's kind of like that's sabotaging behavior. You don't need that, you know. So, you know, you want to, you know, find motivating kinds of like affirmations that you can kind of, you know, feast your eyes upon and kind of get into your spirit and read about and, you know, and talk about. And then you'd want to, you know, find other people who have a desire for healthy living and healthy lifestyle too. And they might be able to give you feedback. Well, maybe you can go on your lunch hour and walk with them. you know, or you're doing, you know, family gatherings, and instead of doing all the stuff that you guys normally do, you're going to decide you're going to just do fruits and vegetables this time. You know, there are things that you can do. And so I'm actually kind of thinking that's probably why when they do exercise videos, they don't have heavy people on them, except Richard Simmons and all of his stuff, you know, because, you know, like, I guess for your mind, you need to be able to see if people are actually either small, they are where you're trying to be, or you can see them losing weight. So I guess the one perk to the stuff that Richard does is that, you know, he gets a chance to show us that, you know, people of any size, you know, can start right where they are, you know, and then at the end, you know, it kind of chronicles the people's journeys, and then they're on other videos and stuff like that. So you get a chance to kind of see their progress, but not on, you know, because, of course, once it's recorded, it's just recorded. It just is what it is. So, you know, so you're just wanting to have visuals of yourself. And if you have ever been small and have pictures of yourself when you were thin, then you can post some of those things so that you can actually see your own self. I know they have, like, software and stuff like that where you can, you know, like, take a picture of yourself and they'll, you know, shrink you down and change your hair and, you know, do the whole makeover. Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure what the process is with all that, but, you know, like, if you needed to do something like that, you know, but if you have pictures of yourself when you were small, you could do that. I don't know if you guys have seen The Last Holiday. That was one of those movies. I don't remember even coming out and ran into it in the video store. And it actually is a really good movie with Queen Latifah and LL Cool J, you know. And so she had these, well, in her case, it was actually like more like a photo album, but it was a visual album of things that she wanted and stuff that she was hoping to accomplish, you know, and the places she wanted to go and food she wanted to eat and just all kinds of stuff because her life had been kind of humdrum, you know. And, but, you know, she had this visual, you know, she had something that she could look at. And at the end, what she had actually been hoping for actually did manifest. She, you know, she was actually able to have the life that it was that she wanted. So, but I bring that up because there were pictures of things that she wanted where she didn't have an actual picture of herself to plug in there. She just took the picture, like maybe it was something on a magazine, and then she took a photo of herself, cut the face out, and plugged it in, you know. And so, and then it was able to, you know, she could kind of see herself in there. So if you have to, you know, go through the extremes and do stuff like that, go ahead and do it. And while you're at it, go ahead and rent the movie, too, because it really is a very good movie. I think you'll be kind of encouraged, you know, and amused, because they actually did a good job on that one. Like I said, it's with LL and Queen Latifah, and it's called The Last Holiday. So, and as you are, you know, putting things in place, you know, you want to be mindful who you are thinking your dreams to. You know, if you're dealing with somebody who every time you turn around, you know, everything you want, they want. You know, that's really kind of on some jealous, envious, you know, kind of stuff. And so their heart aren't really in the right place towards you. Because all this stuff kind of goes together, you know. What you see, yeah, so you got the visuals, the things you're hearing, the things you're watching, and even the stuff that you have written down. But I want to go back to, like, the actual meditation. You know, how the Bible tells us to, you know, to meditate day and night on Scripture and stuff like that. But we want to, you know, it's not taking yourself to this mindless place where, you know, you're levitating and, you know, having out-of-body experiences and all that. That's not the meditation that Scripture actually is speaking of. It's talking about just kind of, you know, grabbing hold of an idea, grabbing hold of a thought, of something that you want to do, and taking the time to really think on it and chew on it and process it and chew on it some more. And process it some more. That's the kind of meditating that they're talking about. So as you are looking at, you know, the images, you know, it's like, okay, well, what would that feel like? You know, because the feelings mean a whole lot too. And so, you know, you're looking at a picture of a grand opening of a salon, you know, perhaps, or of a coffee shop or something like that. And so if you can, when you're having your meditation, you know, like what you want to really get as involved in the process as possible. What do the walls look like? What color are they? You know, what does the floor look like? What does it smell like in there? You know, what do you see outside? You know, is there anything on the table? Do you have fresh flowers? Or, you know, what does the place feel like? How many people are there? You know, is it packed? Are folks walking in? What are you wearing? How does it feel? And so you want to really kind of get into the feeling piece of, you know, where it's of the dream manifesting. The more you can kind of get into that feeling, then, you know, the faster, you know, and easier it is that you're able to kind of manifest that feeling matters. And so, you know, like if you have had situations where you have been disappointed in an area, you don't really want to focus on that feeling. You know, and sometimes that can be difficult if all you have is the experience of the disappointment and you don't have a positive experience to counterbalance it. And so, you know, then it's like, oh, well, y'all, but all I have to refer to is just this, and in which case you'll have to kind of get a little bit more creative in what it is that you tap into so that your mind can be in the place that it needs to, so that your feelings, you know, can tie in. And so, you know, and sometimes the way to do that is to listen to music that puts you in a good place. And so, you know, like if you've never had a decent relationship, you know, then you don't want to be meditating on all your old stuff, you know. But if a certain song takes you to that place, then go ahead and play that song until your emotions match where it is that you're trying to go. And then you can plug yourself in and see some stuff and, you know, and have the visuals. And, you know, I want to just say this too, because sometimes we will see people who have what it is that we want, and it feels like a stab in the heart. You're just like, you know, I have worked so hard, and I've done all these changes, and I have tried to put this stuff in place, and nothing has ever worked, and I can't believe I'm still, you know, waiting, and it's been all this time. And so the temptation will be there to be jealous of that person for what it is that they have, or envious of that person for what it is that they have. But you know what? Don't look at it that way. Look at it this way instead, that if you're seeing it, that's God's way or the universe, whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to coin it as, it's their way of letting you know that what you want is literally right there at your fingertips, you know, like you're next in line kind of. And so instead of hating on the person, send that person in that situation all the love you can muster, you know, and because love never fails. Love never fails, you know. But what you don't want is a negative force field of energy around you, because all that's going to do is bring more negative stuff to you. So if you can find the person, you know, even though, you know, they've just gotten engaged and your stuff has fallen apart, go ahead and send, they never even have to know, you know, go ahead and send them oodles of love and pray blessings over their marriage and blessings over their union and blessings over the connections that they have with other couples and are like-minded, you know, and pray togetherness and all the things that you would want in your situation, pray all of that stuff on those people, you know, because you're really just, you're just keeping the energy field of love open for you, and love moves mountains. And so, you know, just love in those situations. And so, you know, you see somebody with a business that you want, you know, what kind, how many ways can you think of to bless them with your words and, you know, to give them right action and, you know, pray that they get good deals and, you know, stuff like that. You know, whatever it is that you are in need of or that you are wanting, find a situation and stuff will just present itself, you know. But remember, you are not going to waste your energy thinking anything negative on them, you know. It's not even worth all that. So, you know, go ahead and just send them your absolute best, you know. And as you are sending them your best, you're actually kind of sowing wonderful seeds into your own life, too. There's a scripture that talks about heaping coals on the heads of your enemies, but it's actually, you know, you would think that that would be a bad thing, but in the times, you know, they would actually use hot coals to, like, you know, warm their homes, and they would cook their meals and stuff like that. So you actually were keeping something on them that would be beneficial to them and that would bless their lives. And so, you know, there is something a friend of mine calls the Chinese finger trap, you know, where it looks like there's all these strings. You guys might have played this game when you were a kid, and you have this string, and you lace it between your fingers, and then a person sticks their finger in the middle. And it seems like the solution to getting the strings to fall apart would be to pull your finger back out, but actually the more you try and pull your finger out, the tighter it gets and all that stuff. And the solution to the problem is actually to stick your finger further into the hole. And that's what loosens everything up. And so I'm saying that because sometimes the thing that looks like it would be the solution to your problem is not. And so typically, you know, the solution will actually be something akin to the Chinese finger trap, where you have this thing, you know, that you want, and it looks like it will be completely off in left field, like, you know, but I'm trying to do this. Why are you telling me to do this thing over here? It doesn't match. But the solution to the problem is the thing in left field. Go ahead and just do it, you know? Especially if it seems like it's something that you would never have done on your own, and it seems like some stray thought, you know? Now, Lord is clear that his sheep know the sound of his voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow. So, you know, you can blow it off if you want to, but the truth is most of us know when God is speaking to us and giving us instruction. And in doubt, you know, you can pray and ask for you can ask for wisdom, and you can ask for confirmation, and he'll actually give you, you know, confirmation out of, you know, two or three people or dreams or whatever it is that he needs to do to get through, so that you'll know that, yep, oh, yeah, that's him. That's him talking to me and giving me instructions and telling me what to do. So the solution just doesn't always look like the thing. Yeah, so, you know, we are tainted people, and our nature is what our nature is. And so and sometimes it's hard to be a blessing in the life of someone when your own situation is not what you want it to be and you're hurting. And let's face it, many of us are hurting, and there are, you know, you're looking at all these setbacks, and you're looking at all these things that you thought were going to work out, and you gave it your best, you know, and it just did not work. And people are hurting. And it's hard to sometimes be a blessing to another person when you just need to be able to do with your own stuff. But sometimes the blessing for you is in forgetting your own stuff and just being a blessing to somebody else. And so there again, that little Chinese finger trap thing my friend talks about. So you are pouring. You are reaping a hot coal into the lives of those people and actually getting them something that will be beneficial. And you know what? You know, you have no idea how many times people do not have someone who is positive in their life, or someone who cares enough to actually, like, pray God's will over them. They just pray what they want to pray, or they just do what they want to do. And it's all really self-serving. And that's really disappointing, you know, to even have to say it, you know. And so, you know, you might be the only person who's speaking life into that situation or into that person's life, you know. And so go ahead and just speak life and pour life. And in so doing, you're actually, you know, throwing those same seeds to come back into your own life and to bless you. Okay, so if you are just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with Tanika Patrice Kane, and tonight we're talking about, like, visuals, like vision boards and meditation and the things that you need to do in order to get the desires to manifest. And so we have already talked about needing to write the vision for the purpose of keeping yourself encouraged and motivated when it seems like it's taking a long time. But you also need to give yourself, like, visual cues and reminders of things to kind of chew on and meditate on. You want a new car? Go test drive it. You know, what does it smell like? You know, what does it feel like when you sat in it? You know, what does it feel like when you drove it off the lot? You know, so then you have a point of reference for your, when you are meditating and chewing, and because you have a picture of that car on your board, right? Hint, hint, okay? So you have those things there, and then you can say, oh, yeah, you know, so you can even go so far as to pick out the color and what are the features that you want in it, and, you know, what does the inside look like? And, you know, while you're test driving it, maybe you can have somebody take a picture of you in it, you know, so then you can put yourself in the car on your vision board. Yeah, how powerful is that, right? You just see yourself right there plugged into what it is that you want. And so, you know, you have these things, and there are just ways to be able to zone in. The feelings matter, and so we are talking about tapping into, like, the ideal feeling or the ideal situation that you're looking for. But if it's a situation where you don't really have any positive point of reference, then you'll have to be a little bit more creative in being able to get that stuff to evoke the feeling inside yourself that you want. So, you know, if you have started and stopped businesses several times and they have been failures each time, then it might be hard to, you know, see yourself as a success there, you know, but you don't want to focus on the failure, you know. And so, you know, sometimes you have to go back to the situation and literally just process your way through it. And a lot of times we thought or think that we have processed, and we really haven't. We just, you know, we just kept it moving. But we haven't really taken the time to see, like, you know, how does this make me feel, you know, and really just delve into that place for a minute. Because, you know, what you remember, what you can reveal, he can actually heal. So then once you, you know, kind of get in there, there's nothing left underneath the surface to just be stewing and processing and feeding off of. You know, you need to kind of go back there and really just deal with it. And then you can let it go. Then it no longer has any power over you. And then you can begin to see yourself, you know, differently. And then, of course, you know that you have your confessions, because, you know, that was some of the first stuff that we talked about. So, you know, you, if you want a successful business, then, you know, you should be confessing over yourself daily, you know, stuff like, you know, why am I a successful business owner? And, you know, why do I attract, you know, only the best employees? Or, you know, whatever it is that you want in the midst of your ideal situation, you should be confessing those things. So, like, you know, you may end up with, like, pages of stuff that you'll be confessing. And, you know, and that's fine, you know, because it just gives you more stuff to just be chewing on. And so, like, if you have your mouth, you know, fixed and focused on something positive to say, you know, it's not in your mouth, something negative. So, you know, you want to be, you know, speaking stuff that will point you in the direction that you're trying to go, even as you are meditating. Are you seeing how these steps kind of build off of each other? And each one, you know, they just keep playing, and you just keep doing it. And so, but all of the steps are important, and all the steps work together. And so, you know, I mean, you could just, you know, singly do one thing, you know, and it could work, you know, but it may take you longer to be able to manifest what it is that you are wanting and believing for, you know, because it's almost like your senses. You know, it's easier to learn something the more senses that you use, you know. And so, like, you know, you may have to read something, you know, dozens of times before it actually, like, clicks, you know. But if you are reading it and listening to it, and then you have something to feel, you know, all those things, you know, it just makes it more real, and it makes it easier to be able to relate to it, to be able to conjure it up. And so, like, in your mind's eye, and even in, like, your feelings and everything like that. And so, you know, you should be, you know, speaking positive stuff, and you should be hanging around positive people. And then you have your vision boards to look at, and then you have the actual vision that you've written out, you know, the things that he's told you, you know, to do. And, you know, because a lot of times when he, you know, speaks the vision, he doesn't actually tell you the time that it's going to manifest. Even that scripture tells you it's for an appointed time, but he doesn't tell you when that appointed time is, you know. But he is the one who changes times and seasons. And so that's important, because, you know, if you are in a season of sowing right now, then it's not the season to reap. I'm going to say that again. That's important. If you're in a season of sowing right now, then it's not your season to reap. And so, you know, while you may be seeing other people, you know, reaping the benefits, the stuff that they have, you know, poured, that's their season. And so they're reaping because they've reached their season. And so it will be disappointing for you if you are focused on trying to reap, but that's not the season that you're in. And so, you know, that will be important. And you would need to kind of, you know, pray and ask him to reveal, Lord, what season am I in? Because he is the one who changes times and seasons. And who knows, you know, how he determines when we're ready for something, you know, but only he knows. And so your job is to just stay ready, because you never know. And so, but in the meantime, while you're waiting on him to manifest whatever it is that you're waiting on him to manifest, there's stuff you're supposed to be doing. So you're not waiting, like, twiddling your thumbs. You know, you're actually, like, waiting, like, working almost, you know, like a waiter in a restaurant, you know, who is, like, they wait on you know, patrons. They're doing something while they're waiting. Okay? And so we will be in that same kind of similar situation where we are waiting on something. We're waiting on him to manifest something, but we're not just sitting there. So, you know, while you are waiting, now is when you need to be doing your research. Now is when you need to get out there and talk to people. You know, you may want to interview some folks. You may want to ask for an internship into the area where it is that you want to go. You may want to talk to some folks who have been really successful and talk to some folks who have really failed, too, because, you know, there's lessons to be learned in the midst of all of that. And so every lesson doesn't have to be learned directly. You know, there are some stuff that you can really just, you know, learn because somebody took the time and cared enough to tell you, hey, you know what, that's, you're really kind of barking up the wrong tree here. Let's go a different route, you know. And so, and then, you know, you'll want to be, you know, even kind of praying and asking him to, like, you know, lead the people to you or lead you to the people, you know, who are on your path, who are, you know, further along the journey than you and who are right along on the journey with you, you know, so that you guys can kind of keep each other encouraged and people who are kind of even further behind you so that you can kind of encourage somebody else to kind of get started, you know. We say all the time, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. But if you never make the step, the journey never actually begins. And so, you know, like I usually in my broadcasts and things I write and say something like, you know, making it a great day on purpose. And I say that deliberately because if you are not actively making steps towards what it is that you want, then you're just dreaming. You know, the dream becomes a goal when you write it down. But if you don't even have it on paper, it's just a dream. Yeah, think about that, you know. So you write it down, and then that gives you, that at least gets you started, you know, and then you plug in the next piece of it, you know. And so then you'll want to start, you know, like watching things that will help you to be able to manifest, you know, what it is that you are looking for. And only you would know, you know, what those things are, you know, whether it be, you know, people or if you really want to dance and you know, want to go to Juilliard, then, you know, you might want to study the lives of some dancers who've been through their program. You know, what is it that they do? Because they didn't just get there by happenstance. There was a very specific set of things that they did to get themselves there. And so, you know, if you want to get there, then you'll have to do some of those same things that they did. You know, okay, what areas in your life do you need to, you know, to challenge and to channel in a different direction? Who do you need to let go of right now? You know, because not everybody is meant to go every leg of the journey with you. That's real important because folks can hold you back, even if they're not trying to, you know. Not everybody is supposed to go with you. I'm going to just say that and leave that alone. But, you know, so, you know, you're trying to get where you're trying to go, but you have work to do while you are waiting on this dream and this promise to manifest. There's work that you have to do. And, you know, now is the time for you to make some phone calls, you know. And to be honest, some of those things can, some of those steps, they can be scary, you know. You're having conversations with people that you don't know, and you are putting yourself out there like, you know, you are already a business owner, but, you know, you're still doing it in a corner of the dining room, you know, and yet you want to deal with someone who is making millions of dollars now. And, you know, the person who's making millions of dollars, unless they came from like a wealthy family or wealthy background or whatever, they started with just a dream too, and they just put some steps into motion. And so, you know, for everything it is that you see, it all had, it all started with a seed that was germinated, you know, and then it grew, and they kept it going until they actually gave birth to the vision that they had inside themselves. So, and I hope that encourages you to kind of just keep going, you know. And so, and, you know, by now, like I said, you should have some stuff already just in place. And if you haven't, it's fine. You know, go on back and get started now. You know, it's never too late to get started. So, you know, if you don't have your confessions in place, well, tonight's a really good night to go ahead and get started with that. You know, so just do what you got to do. And, you know, if you have not written down the vision, well, you can do that too. You know, so, and whatever it is that you're already doing that's working, by all means, don't stop. Just keep that going, you know, because the repetition and the diligence will open up the doors for you to be able to do what it is that you need to do. I hope that you guys have found this to be like helpful and getting where it is that you want to go. And either feel free to write or leave me messages on the voicemail or whatever it is you need to do so that, you can let me know this stuff is working. But I do appreciate you, tuning in each week and being with me, because there's other stuff that you could be doing. So I'm going to end all that. So this is just a reminder. This will be the final reminder for this one, because the book signing for my novel, Season of Change, is going to be this Saturday, finally. Really excited about that. And so that was one of those things where I had set back, and yet I had to just keep forging on ahead. So, don't stop. The book actually came out in December, and yet I am just now having my debut book signing. But that's okay, because I had setbacks. But I didn't give up. And so let that be an encouragement to you that you're not going to give up either, okay? You just keep going, and you just keep going, and you just keep going. One step, and then another step, one foot in front of the other, until you just, you end up where it is that you're trying to go. Keep going. Okay, so the book signing is Saturday at 1 o'clock inside the Metro Commons Clubhouse, and that is located at 28745 Sanborn Road in Romulus. So if you are in the Metro Detroit area, please stop on through and pay me a visit. I would love to see you and connect with you. And if you did not know, Season of Change is available on all of the ebook readers. Downloads are only $1.99, so go ahead and download your copy today. Be a part of what everybody else is raving about. So somebody asked me just recently, was it a book about like a male bashing? I'm like, no, I don't write male bashing kinds of stuff. People have issues and stuff like that, but there should always be some form of, life or some message of hope and redemption, that brings about change so that, people can live the life that they were created to. I'm all about that, just living the life that we were created to live. And sometimes that requires, change, and it requires having to, see yourself right where you are. But anyway, the book is available on all the e-readers for only $1.99. The downloads are. So go ahead and get your copy today. And hard copies are available on Amazon.com and also on my website. And if you would like to schedule a book signing or have me speak at a function, be sure to send me an email. You can do all that stuff through my website also. And if you are not following me already, be sure to like my fan page. That's Tamika Patrice Payne on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, at Tamika Patrice, and sign up for my newsletter. And you can do all those things. I have direct and easy access to all the ways that you can reach me through my website directly. And that's www.tamika, T-U-M-I-K-A, Patrice, T-A-T-R-I-C-E.com. Again, that's www.tamikapatrice.com. Okay. And so, that's all of my shameless plugging. Stuff I probably need to be a little bit more like my mother. She takes my little collaterals and my cards and stuff. She's passing stuff out everywhere. I think I need to be a little bit more proactive in getting my stuff out there. But anyway, so this is my moment to just kind of encourage you with some things. And so each day I hope that you find a moment to just sit in silence. There's so much to be heard in silence. And above all, you can hear the still, quiet voice of the Holy Spirit as He gives you direction for your life, or encouragement, or even correction if you need it. And if you're able to quiet yourself before you go to sleep at night, just because, you want the last things that you are processing as you're going to sleep to be positive and life-affirming, so that would even be like a great time to do affirmations even right before you go to sleep. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to be chewing on all night? And then if you can wake up a few minutes before everybody else so that you can get it's quiet and it's still, and everything's just kind of peaceful, and you can hear God so clearly, in the night season. And I don't know if you have those times when you are sound asleep, and then it seems like you just wake up, like you're just wide awake. You're like, what in the world? And it wasn't like anybody called, or, there was any kind of, foolishness happening in the neighborhood or anything like that. You just woke up, and you're like, why am I awake? Just because He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to talk. He wants to, to tell you some stuff. And so it will be a time to, to pray. It will be a time to, to really kind of seek Him. Time to kind of set yourself up and take command of your day. And so if you're able to kind of get started that way or get yourself in the habit of getting started that way. That would be extremely beneficial, you know, to you. And so, you know, above all else, just know that you are loved. Know that someone somewhere is thinking of you fondly and wishing you well. And know that you are a person whose value cannot be measured. You are unique, a one-of-a-kind creation, and you are here for a reason and for a purpose. And despite whatever it is that you may have been told or however it is that you may feel, you are here for a reason and for a purpose. And so that is not to be taken lightly. You know, you can make today be the day that you change how you see yourself and how you see, you know, your presence on the planet. And just know that God really loves you right where you are. Right where you are, you know, and he's there for you. And so, you know, and just like we sit here, we have these, you know, I'm talking to you, it feels like we're having a conversation, you know, but I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you and, you know, you could really just let loose and just talk to God. That's all prayer is. It's just conversation. You know, you don't have to have all the thus and thous and, you know, all the big words and all that, you know, all that lingo and all that foolishness. Just, you know, all he really cares about is what's in your heart. You know, hey, God, are you there? Because I don't really feel you right now. You know, like that means more to him than someone with a 10-minute prayer who basically said nothing. And I'm not saying that, you know, some prayers won't be lengthy. I'm just talking about just keeping it real, you know. Just keep it real, for real, for real, okay? So remember to make each day a great day on purpose. Good night, sleep well, and I hope to see you all on Saturday.